Yeah. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercy, for his mercies, endure forever. Amen. Hallelujah. For his mercies, endure forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercy, for his mercy, endure forever. Amen. Hallelujah. For his mercies endure forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercy, for his mercy, endure forever. Amen. Hallelujah. For his mercies endure forever. Amen. Baba, glorify yourself, Lord. Glorify yourself, Lord. Glorify yourself, Lord. In Allah, Jesus, glorify yourself, Lord. Glorify yourself, Lord. Glorify yourself, Lord. In Allah, glorify, glorify yourself, Lord. Glorify yourself, Lord. Glorify yourself, Lord. Imala, Jesus, glorify yourself, Lord. Glorify yourself, Lord. Glorify yourself, Lord. Imala, I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. Oh Lord, oh Lord, Jehovah, I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. Oh Lord. You are my Lord, you are my Lord. You are the eyes I used to see. You are the key that opened the door. You are the owner of my soul. They pushed upon it and never continued. What shall I render to you, O Lord, Baba? I will bow down and worship your name. You are my Lord, you are my Lord, you are my Lord, you are my Lord. You are the eyes that used to see. You are the key that opened the door. You are the owner of my soul. They pushed up on it and never lose you. What shall I render to you, O Lord, Baba? I will follow and worship your name. You are my Lord. You are my Lord. You are my Lord. You are the eyes that used to see. You are the key that opened the door. You are the owner of my soul. So they pushed up on it and never consumed. What shall I render to you, O Lord, Baba? We bow down, worship your name. You are my Lord. Brother, when they come, Ben, I'm keeping guard. Hey, there is no one like you. Alpha, Omega, Jehovah, there is no one. Ben, I'm keeping guard. Ben, I'm keeping guard. Just worship the Lord tonight. There is no one like you, Baba. Alpha Omega, Jehovah. There is no come and keep me God. Come and keep me God. Oh Lord, there is no one like you, Baba. Alpha Omega, Jehovah. There is no. Oh yeah, come and keep me God. Come and keep me God. Hey, there is no one like you, Baba Alpha Omega, Jehovah. Daddy, you are the reason why we are singing, Jehovah. You are the Most High God. You are the reason why we are singing, Jehovah. You are the Most. Oh yeah, Jehovah. You are the Most High. Jehovah. You are the Most High God. Jehovah. You are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Oh, yeah, the glory that's let the earth tremble. Even that let the earth tremble. The glory that's let the earth tremble. Even that let the earth. Hallelujah, it's a heavenly language. It's a heavenly language. Just worship on the Lord's back. Baba is a devil. Oh, yeah, miracle worker. You are the miracle worker. Baba, oh, come and do a miracle. A miracle today. Hallelujah, come and do a miracle. A miracle today. Story changer, story changer. You are the story changer. Come and do, come and do a miracle. A miracle today. Hallelujah, come and do a miracle. Miracle today. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working. Your name is Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working. Yahweh, 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 your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Let me begin to bless the name of the Lord. Is it Yahweh? Is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the one that cannot change, the unchangeable changer. Your name is Yahweh. You are a miracle working God. Just bless the name of the Lord, my brother, my sister. Today is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and in it. Forget about what you are passing through, just because of worshiping. It's worthy to be praised. There is no like unto him. He's the story changer, the rewriter of records, the ocean divider, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, the author and the finisher. Father, we worship you. You are the great healer. There is no like unto you. You are so great. Oh Lord, we worship you.
a powerful God, the one that has never lost any battle. Father, we say thank you very much. Just begin to worship him. He's running to be a bridge. There's none like unto him. He's the lily of valley, the brighter morning star, the ocean divider. Father, we thank you. Father, we worship him. The one that produced forward morning out of the mouth of the fish. He can only be God. The one that can do hard things in our life. Lift up your voice and worship him. Come and do miracle tonight. Father, we worship you, Lord. We honor you. We give you all the glory. Father, we worship you. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh. Just worship Yahweh tonight. Say to your neighbor, say to Enrique, say to him, oh yeah, you are the miracle walking God. Lord, give me Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, oh Yahweh, your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle walking God. Your name is Yahweh. Amen. I pray God will accept our worship this evening in the name of Jesus. You know, if we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves. And there is no truth in us. So we are going to confess our sin now. The Bible says the prayer of a sinner is an abomination before the Lord. But we don't want your prayer to be an abomination. You are going to lift up your voice and say, my Father, my Father, my Father. Where whatever I've done that is sinful in my life, have mercy upon me tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and ask God for mercy. Only where shall I be Lord, have mercy upon me, have mercy upon me. Tell God to be merciful in the name of Jesus. Tell God to be merciful in the name of Jesus. Father, be merciful. Father, be merciful. Father, be merciful. Father, show me your mercy. Father, show me your mercy. Father, show me your mercy. Father, show me your mercy in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. We are praying. Say, I decree and I declare. Heaven over my prayer tonight, open by fire. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Decree and declare. The heaven over your prayer must open. Heaven must open tonight. Heaven must open tonight. You cannot place under closed heaven. Father, Lord, heaven over my prayer must open. Oh, do I let my heaven open? Let my heaven open tonight. Heaven over my prayer. Open, 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 open. Declare your heaven open tonight. Mazute lebroso to mataya mama. Heaven over my prayer open. Open by fire. Open by fire. Open by fire. Open by fire. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, by the power. In the blood of Jesus, I take authority over every principality, over every power in my environment. In the name of Jesus, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I take total authority over every principality, over every power, over rulers of darkness in my environment. Open your eyes, begin to take authority over them. Begin to take authority over them. Begin to take authority over them. In the name of Jesus, open your eyes. Oh yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, take authority over them tonight. In the name of Jesus, take authority. Aha, take authority over them tonight. In the name of Jesus, take authority over them tonight. Every principality, every ruler of darkness, every evil voice in my environment, I sign again my prayer. I take authority over you in Jesus' precious name. We pray. You are going to pray some certain prayer tonight. Beloved, Bible says we ought to pray and not to faint. And I beg you in the name of Jesus, it's a prayer. This is a Jabez prayer line. Jabez cried to the name of the Lord. He said, I cannot continue like this. God, you must enlarge my coast. And after praying that prayer, God granted all these requests. I am praying for somebody tonight. Every prayer seed you sow tonight, it will not only germinate, but they shall bear fruits. In the name of Jesus, your prayer will yield, will bear fruits. In the mighty name of Jesus, the first prayer point I want us to pray. It might be strange to you, but please pray it with understanding. You are going to lift up a voice loud and clear. Shout this, or I'm going to shout my own. Say, every junction in my life, where people have laughed at me, I don't know the area of your life that people are saying, where's your God? I don't know the area of your life that people are saying, show your way, who are you? They are laughing at you day and night. You are about to cry to heaven now. They have called you all sorts of names. Something is about to happen in your life. See, every junction in my life. Where people have laughed at me. Oh God, arise. Turn them to testimonies in the name of Jesus. Every area of your life that people are saying, where is my God? Father, arise tonight in the name of Jesus. Turn them to testimonies. 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 Open your heart. You have declared your heaven open. Pray that prayer seriously. Heaven has declared open. Open your heart. In the name of Jesus. Every area of your life that people are saying, where's your God? Oh God, arise. Turn that area, turn that place into my testimony. In the name of Jesus. Open your heart. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray yourself. Aha, pray. Every area of my life in Jesus. Mighty them we pray. Ha, you are going to pray this one for yourself. Say, every satanic umbrella preventing me from receiving the glory of God. Ah, beloved, they can place in the spirit realm an umbrella over somebody that favor will not locate you. They will say things will not locate you. Good news will not locate you. They have used that umbrella to cover good things in your life. I decree tonight, by the power in the name of Jesus, anyone here under the sound of my voice, that the enemy has put an umbrella, a satanic umbrella, to cover the glory of God in your life. I set that umbrella on fire. I set that umbrella on fire. I set that umbrella on fire. In the name of Jesus. Pray like this. Say, every satanic umbrella that is preventing me from experiencing my testimonies, you are a liar. Scattered by fire. Every satanic umbrella that is preventing me from experiencing my testimony. Open your mouth and pray. Every satanic umbrella that is preventing me from experiencing my testimony. I told I set you on fire. 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 Every satanic umbrella that is preventing me from enjoying the glory of God, I set that umbrella on fire tonight. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. This next one, if you are at the junction of enough is enough, this is your prayer point. I want you to throw the prayer like the hand of David. How he did only and brought at the head of Goliath. You are going to shout this one loud and clear. Beloved, the enemy are wicked. Martin of fire, we don't be the enemy. I know they don't have power. They have power, but we have God that has a greater power. You are going to pray like this. Say, every satanic plan to make my life miserable. Hey, you are a liar. Scatter by fire. Scatter the blood. Scatter the blood. Scatter the blood. Every plan that want to make my life miserable. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, scatter the blood tonight. Oh, yeah, scatter the blood tonight. They want to render you useless. Oh, yeah, scatter the blood tonight. They want to render you impotent. Scatter the blood tonight. Pray. Every satanic plan to render your life miserable. To make your life miserable. Oh, yeah, scatter the blood tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, scatter the blood. Scatter the blood. Scatter the blood. Scatter the blood. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your heart and pray. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray this one for yourself loud and clear. Say this one loud and clear. Say, anything that is tying my life down. Any satanic rope tying down my life. You are a liar. Cast fire. Pray. Your life must move forward. In the name of Jesus, every evil rope that tie your marriage down, every evil rope that tie your finances down, every evil rope that tie your marriage down, oh yeah, oh, in the name of Jesus, I set them on fire. I set them on fire. Mazuta lebrosotu mataya baba. Pray. Every power that has tied my life down, enough is enough. Pray. In the name of Jesus, pray that prayer for yourself. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus, Mighty name we pray. I am praying for somebody here. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel is about to change your story from change your life from story to glory in the name of Jesus. You will testify to the goodness of God in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to shout this song for yourself loud and clear. This next prayer point, I beg you, don't say it doesn't concern you. One of the things that is walking around as a rampage in the dark power now, you just hear suddenly that that person now slumped and died. Just fall down. If they look at it, they are hiding under the canopy of COVID-19. But it's beyond that side. The satanic kingdom, they are now using that one as a tool to begin to kill people suddenly now. I am praying for somebody here. Every eater of flesh, every drinker of blood that has gone crazy in order to kill your life, to kill your family, to kill my family, I send them to death now in the name of Jesus. I command them to die in the name of Jesus. So pray that prayer point loud and clear. Say, every eater of flesh and drinkers of blood that has gone crazy in order to destroy my life, you are a liar. Die. Da, 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 da. Open your mouth and pray. Every eater of flesh and drinkers of blood that has gone crazy in order to destroy my life, in order to destroy my children, in order to destroy my family, you are a liar. Die. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray. In the name of Jesus, every eater of flesh and drinkers of blood that has gone crazy in order to destroy my life, you are a liar. Die, my fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray in Jesus. Mighty name we pray. Beloved, many people have been targeted in this COVID-19 to be killed. But many of us, like the bird in the snail, the fowler, we are escaped. And I pray we shall be escaped forever in the name of Jesus. And because we are escaped, the enemy has formed another strategy. You hear in the news today, they say there's another second wave coming. They say this one is coming. They say that one is coming. People are running to come to hospital. That, see, things are just killing people suddenly. You are going to pray this one for yourself loud and clear. Say, every arrow of sudden tragedies, fire into my family. Burn fire. Pray. Every arrow of sudden tragedy. Fire into my family. Oh yes, burn fire now. Any tragedy fashioned against you and your family, they shall burn fire. 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 They shall go back to sender. In the name of Jesus, they shall go back to sender. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, they shall go back to sender. In the mighty name of Jesus, they shall go back to sender. In Jesus. Mighty them, we are praying. You are going to pray for yourself again. Say this all out and there. Say every evil altar of untimely death erected against me and my family. Hey, beloved, there are so many things going on in the spirit that we cannot see. And I wish God should open our eyes. Look at the rate at which this COVID-19, this corona killed people this year. Look at the rate. As I March ending, it was nothing to write about. But look at within March and June, the several thousands of people that died in your world. The thing was killing like, I said, they are slaughtering chicken. I am praying for somebody here. Every agenda of untimely death for you and your family is canceled forever. In the name of Jesus, is canceled forever. Is canceled forever. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. Now turn into prayer. Say, every evil altar of untimely death erected against me and my family, scatter by fire. Pray. Oh, yeah, send them on fire. Oh, yeah, send them on fire. Oh, yeah, send them on fire. Enough is just enough. Something must happen. Enough of the love. Enough is enough. In the name of Jesus, pray. Every arrow of untimely death, oh, yeah, scatter. In the name of Jesus, scatter by fire. Open your door. Pray now. In Jesus. Mighty them we pray. We are going to repeat that prayer one more time. Beloved, in the dispensation that we have now. There are so many people that are walking on the street, but they are called the living corpse. Take, for example, a testimony came through this prayer line by the grace of God to the glory of the Almighty God of a sister. She joins while in London, work in Nigeria. She still continues joining. One morning, she woke up on her own. There was no problem. By travel, there was no problem. In the afternoon, around 1 or 2, suddenly, she went blank. And she passed on. Thank God for the mother that was there to support her prayer. Immediately, they come here, we began to pray, Father, revive her. Within now and that 7 minutes, you knew that the devil really wanted to waste her life. And suddenly, by the grace of God, to the glory of the Almighty God, grandmother that said, I should share the testimony. The husband of this girl was not at home when the incident happened. What shocked me that day was that in the old house that day, there was CCTV. But do you know what happened? The devil struck in that house. And at the period where that lady passed out, it was the mother of the lady and the son, the little baby, and the house elder were home. The moment that she passed out, the CCTV stopped working. They could not record anything. We did that 7 minutes. Before 7 minutes, it was okay. We did that 7 minutes, nothing was happening. After 7 minutes, something happened. I am praying for somebody. Every organized power that want to cause sorrow in your family this year, they shall die suddenly in the name of Jesus. They shall die in the name of Jesus. They plan it. It was an organized battle. So we are going to pray that prayer one more time. I give glory to the Lord for that testimony that we did not share this on anybody. You are going to pray like this. Say every order of untimely death. Organize for me and my family. Scatter my fire. Scatter the altar. My sister, scatter the altar. Enough is just enough. You have had a lot of dreams that people are dying in your family. Something must happen tonight. Return the dream back to sender in the name of Jesus. Return them back. Open your water. Yes. Aha. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. You are going to pray the next one. Aha. We are going to deal with this for about 5 minutes now. Say this one loud and clear. Say arrows of sudden death. Hey, killing people anyhow these days. Hear the word of the Lord. Myself and my family are not your candidate. Therefore, die by fire. Every arrow of sudden death, killing people anyhow this year. Hear the word of the Lord. Myself and my family, we are not your candidate. Die. Now you know what is going on. Pray. Help yourself in that prayer. Mommy, daddy, pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, help yourself in that prayer. Something must happen. Enough is enough. Any sickness, aside to kill you, any disease, open your prayer. In the name of Jesus, enough is enough. Come on, to die. In Jesus. Mighty them, we are praying. You are making progress. You are going to pray the next one for yourself. Some of us, we have had some dreams. And when we wake up like this, and you find out that this dream is not normal, but the enemy is waiting for you to forget the dreams. After forgetting the dreams, they will wait at the particular day where you have forgotten about the dream, and they will strike. I am praying for somebody here. Any negative dream of sudden death that somebody has dreamt on your behalf, although you have dreamt yourself, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I cancel the dream tonight. Be canceled tonight in the name of Jesus. Aha! You are going to turn it to prayer. It's better you pray for yourself. Say every negative dream of sudden death in my life and my family, whether I can remember them or not, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Whether you can remember the dream, it doesn't really matter. Cancel the dream now. I cancel the dream now. I cancel the dream now. Over my children, I shall not weep. Over my family, I shall not weep. Over my wife, I shall not weep. Over me too, they shall not weep. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Every dream of suddenness that is going about, every arrow of suddenness, go back to sender in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I have a word for everyone, including myself tonight. And I want your amen to be sevenfold. Amen, seven times. I decree by the power in the name of Jesus, Marusa Tonakataba, Resoteketemo, that in the name that is above every other name, any power that may want to retaliate as a result of tonight's prayer, if your amen is loud, they shall fall down and die. They shall 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 die in the name of Jesus. Aha. Say, I use the blood of Jesus to encircle me and my family. In the name of Jesus, oh, yeah, use the blood of Jesus to encircle you and your family. Open your heart, I use the blood of Jesus to encircle my family. In the name of Jesus, I use the blood of Jesus to encircle my family. In the name of Jesus, I use the blood of Jesus to encircle my family. In Jesus, mighty name, we pray. Now form a prayer point on that area. You are going to pray this over yourself. Many of us are going about with sicknesses that are discovered and some that are not discovered. And they are waiting at a particular juncture to strike suddenly. I am praying for somebody here. The Bible says he sent his word and his word healed them. And he delivered them from all their destructions. I pray for everyone here tonight, by the power in the blood of Jesus, any sickness in your body, from your top of your head to the sole of your feet, whether I've been diagnosed or not diagnosed, that is waiting for a particular day to cause sorrow in your family, hear the word of the Lord with your sevenfold amen. I command the sickness to jump out of your life. Oh, yeah, jump out, 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 jump out of your life in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified in Jesus. Mighty name, we pray. See that we are not here to joke tonight. Shout this next one out at me. You need to be angry with the devil. Say, any sickness in my body, aside to kill me or any member of my family suddenly, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus, any sickness in my body has tried to kill me and my family, you are a liar. Da, 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 da. In the name of Jesus, open your heart and pray. These are spiritual things. Open your heart and pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. You see, it's good to go to the doctors. I'm not against that at all. It's good to use medicine. But the reality is that if you don't deal with the spiritual, those medicines, after taking it, they will just be like water. The powers of darkness will be, I've seen it before. Those things are not working. The test will show that you are fine. But behind the scene, you know that you are not fine. You are going to pay this next one. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. Say, any plan of sudden death in my family, scatter! Help yourself tonight, my brother, my sister. Tonight is your night of deliverance. Something must happen in your life. Enough is enough. And the plan of sudden death, and the plan of sudden accident, and the plan of tragedy against you and your family, scatter! By fire in the name of Jesus. They said, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, scatter them now. In Jesus. Mighty them, we pray. Ha, I am a one to seal up this arrow of death suddenly. I am praying for everyone here as the Lord liveth. Thank you, Jesus. As the Lord. I decree to your life that in the name that is above every other name, nobody will pay you a condolence visit in the name of Jesus. Lorukọ Jesu won ni bo matter for sile yin lorukọ Jesu. In the mighty name of Jesus, nobody will gather to wear black clothes to greet you and your family in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus, we are prayed. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, therefore, there is no condemnation against who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For the law of the spirit is life. Christ Jesus, he made them free from the law of sin and death. I am praying for everyone here tonight. If your name is mentioned here in the common, that you will die suddenly, I remove that name by fire. And whoever placed your name in any shrine, whoever sent your name to any coven, I replace them with you in the name of Jesus. You know what happened? It was Haman that constructed the gallows to kill Mordecai. The Bible of Esther chapter 6, let's understand that. It was Haman that prepared gallows for Mordecai to die. But when the Lord turned again the captivity, the tide turned around, the situation changed. The Bible makes us to understand in the book of Esther chapter 6 that the gallows that Haman prepared was what they used to bury him. I am praying for somebody here. The Bible says that digger a preacher fall into it. In Psalm 7 verse 15, anyone that planted destruction for you, they shall enter that pit. I decree by the mighty God, whoever plant a pit for you and your family shall replace you in the grave. In the name of Jesus, they shall replace you in the grave. In the name of Jesus, they shall replace you in the grave. In Jesus' mighty name, it is done. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Now that one has been dealt with.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
loud
Jesus.
And clear.
Thank you, Lord.
I beg you, in the name that is above, pray this next prayer for you. Say this one loud and clear. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. I am overdue for a change of story. Let your reign of favor fall upon me tonight in the name of Jesus. Reign of favor fall upon me tonight. Fall upon me tonight. Fall upon me tonight. Fall upon me tonight. Let your reign of favor fall upon my life tonight. Oh, wow. The reign of favor fall upon me tonight in the name of Jesus. The reign of favor fall upon me tonight in the name of Jesus. Reign of favor fall upon me tonight in the name of Jesus. Reign of favor fall upon me tonight in Jesus. Mighty them, we are praying. You are going to pray this over yourself. Say, every embargo that is placed against my progress. That means every blockage, everything that is hindering from getting to the next level. You are due to go to that next level, but there is something that is pushing you back on. Say, every embargo placed against my progress in life. You are a liar. Be lifted by fire in the name of Jesus. Be lifted, be lifted, be lifted, be lifted tonight. Be lifted, be lifted, be lifted, be lifted tonight. Aha, be lifted tonight, be lifted tonight. Lift that embargo, my sister. Open your mouth and pray. Lift that embargo, lift that embargo. Lift that embargo tonight. Something must happen in your life. Lift that embargo tonight. In the name of Jesus, lift that embargo. Lift it, lift it tonight. Lift it tonight, lift it tonight. I remove the embargo. In the name of Jesus, I lift the embargo tonight. In the name of Jesus, I lift the embargo tonight. In the name of Jesus, I lift the embargo tonight. In Jesus, mighty name, they are lifted. I have a word for everyone, including myself tonight. That in the name that is above every other name, every plan of the enemy to construct a coffin for you in a dream tonight. Ah, Today, I frustrate the plans. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word in Job chapter 5 verse 12. He says he frustrates the plan of the crafty so that their hand cannot perform their enterprise. Every witchcraft agenda, every agenda of satanic war to cause trouble in your family, every agenda of satanic war to make you cry this year, every agenda of satanic war to make you weep this year, every satanic war to make them gather in black clothes for you and your family. If your heaven is loud, I scatter the agenda tonight. Be scattered, be scattered, be scattered, be scattered, be scattered, be scattered, be scattered. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 91 verse 16. He said, with long life, it will satisfy him. The Bible says, John chapter 42, at the last verse, the Bible says, God satisfied Job with good, he died at good old age. I decree tonight, in the name that is above every other name, you will not die young. Every parent here, you will never know the burial ground of your children. In the mighty name of Jesus, every grandparent here, you will not know the burial ground of your grandchildren. In the mighty name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. I cover you now with the blood of Jesus. It shall be well with you. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, we are prayed. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's open the Bible now quickly. For the last few minutes, we have just one verse to read. And I pray God will open our understanding in that verse tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your Bible with me to Psalm 30. Psalm 30, Psalm 30. Psalm 30. I have just only one verse there. And this verse here will turn to unusual testimonies and prophecy. So get yourself ready to listen to the prophecies as they come forth. I pray the Lord Almighty God will open our understanding tonight in the name of Jesus. So if you are here tonight, you are passing through anything, I will say congratulations to you because it's about to expire in the name of Jesus. In Psalm 30 verse 5, the Bible says, for his anger is but for a moment. That first line clearly shows that God can get angry. How can God get angry? If God has been calling you as a sinner and you choose not to repent, he might just leave you alone like he did for Ephraim. He said in Uzziah, he said, Ephraim, you have done yourself to an idol. He said, leave him alone. I pray God will not ignore you in Jesus' name. He said, for anger of God is for a moment, but his favor is for life. I'm not going to that place. But he now said something in the big part of that scripture. He said, weeping may endure for a night. But joy cometh in the morning. I am praying for somebody here tonight. I don't know how many times have you cried over that issue. I don't know how many times that you have been bothered over that issue. I am praying for somebody here. Your weeping has ended. In the name of Jesus, your weeping has ended. Your weeping has ended. Your weeping has ended. Your weeping has ended. In the name of Jesus. When your weeping ends like this, that means joy must surely come in the morning. There is no negotiation between darkness and light. If there is light in darkness in a place, as soon as light get there, darkness vanish. I am praying again for somebody here. In the name that is above every other name, your season of weeping has ended tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, there are some lessons from that small passage there. Praise the name of the Lord. At some point in our life, we might face the time of weeping. The time that we are distressed. The time of pain. The time where problem has overwhelmed us. The time people gather to skip sorrow in our life. The time of so serious difficulty. But good thing tonight, he said this weeping, he can endure. He has an expiry date. The endurance of the weeping is always in the night. But once the day breaks like this, joy must surely come. I am praying for somebody here. It doesn't matter the devil of your time at the moment that you are weeping over any issue. Your joy has finally come. In the name of Jesus, Mark chapter 16 verse 17, Mark chapter 16 verse 17, he said, this these signs shall follow them that believe it. I am praying for you. If you believe the prophecy from Mama tonight, your weeping has ended, your joy has started. Your weeping has ended, your joy has started. Your weeping has ended, your joy has started. In the name of Jesus. Many people might not understand. Open your Bible again to Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7. I want to explain the weeping and the joy to you before I move into the lesson from that small scripture. The first one is 30, Psalm 30 verse 5. Now Luke chapter 7. I want to start from verse 11. The Bible says from verse 11, Luke 7, 11. Now it's up. I want to see the theory of time of weeping and time of joy. In Luke chapter 11, Luke chapter 7 verse 11, now it happened that day that he went to the city of Nain, that is Jesus Christ, he went to the city of Nain, and many of his disciples were with him, and a large crowd, they were with him. And in verse 12, when they came near the great city, behold, a dead man. The Bible did not say dead boy. It didn't say dead baby. It said a dead man. For the Bible to use the word man, he was old enough to get married. For the Bible to use the word man, he was old enough to rule a country. For the Bible to use a man, he was old enough to do good things in life. But the enemy has killed him. A dead man was carried out of the city. The son of his mother. And the mother was also a widow. What a double tragedy. The only thing that is making that woman happy was the only son. I am praying for somebody here. Any power anywhere that want to tamper with the life of your children, your grandchildren. Before we share this girl tonight, the ground will open up and swallow them. You need to be angry in the spirit. I am angry in my spirit now. He said, the only woman, the only son of the woman, the power did not go to those who have 10 children. It didn't go to those who have 20 children. He went to only a woman, a widow, no husband, a problem on his own, and the only thing making him happy was the son. And the enemy killed the baby, the boy. And it was already a man. And the Bible says a large crowd from the city was with her. What would they be doing? They were just saying, Mama, sorry, Pele. That was a time of night. It was a time of night. He was just weeping. People are gathering to weep with her. But the Bible says, verse 13, when the Lord saw her, look on Jesus, God will see you tonight. I said, God will see you tonight. In the name of Jesus. He had compassion on her. I said to her, Madam, you know, the Bible says, weeping.
Oh, long time. To do something from what you have done.
Amen. He said, weeping may not for that. He said, do not weep. Do not weep. That was what Jesus told him. Told her. And in verse 14, then when he came to the open coffin, Jesus came to the open coffin and touched the open coffin. And those who were carried in, the Bible said, they stood still. And he said, young man, before I proceed on that scripture, there are two things that happened there. They have carried the dead boy from the mother's house. Some people are gathered in that place. They were weeping. Mama, just study open. They never been mama. I don't know why she told that. What will happen? This all of us lost. They were weeping for her. They are comforted her. I am praying for somebody here. Every agenda of mourning over your family is canceled forever.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not see the death of your children in the name of Jesus. Nobody will call you to come and sign the death register for your children in the mighty name of Jesus. He said what? They were there comforting her. And I'm sure you will agree with me, although Bible did not say this, there are some people that will be at the burial ground expecting the dead body to come. They were waiting. This is 12 o'clock. They were waiting. This is 1 o'clock. They were waiting. This is 4 o'clock. But something has happened. There was a divine interruption in the room. The Bible says Jesus touched the open coffin. And those who are carrying him stood still. They could not move again. And he said to the young man, arise, I said to you. So he who was dead, The Bible says he sat up and began to speak. And suddenly, they presented him to the mother. I want to ask you a question. What kind of joy do you think would be in that woman? That was what the Bible said earlier in Psalm 30 verse 5. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I am praying for everyone here. Your season of weeping has ended. In the name of Jesus, your joy has finally come. In the name of Jesus. Now let me just give you one thing there. Those who are waiting, this is 12 o'clock, this is 1 o'clock, this is 2 o'clock. Ah, where is this dead boy now? I did not bury him now today. They waited in vain. Those who are expecting you to fall, those who are expecting you to cry, they shall wait in vain. In the name of Jesus, they shall wait in vain. So weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. But the only thing, the only bridge that can connect, that can disconnect weeping from joy is Jesus Christ. If he had not interrupted the coffin, they would have buried the boy. But because Jesus came to that scenario, weeping was suddenly turned to joy. They presented the boy back to the mother. And the Bible says in verse 16, then fear came upon all and they glorified God. On behalf of your family, people shall glorify God in the name of Jesus. And they said, a great prophet has risen among us and God has visited his people, and the report went about all throughout Judea and all the surrounding region. Your testimony will go far in the name of Jesus. Your testimony will go far in the name of Jesus. What are the lessons to share to you tonight? Number one, the night represents the time of weeping. The night represents the time of weeping. Don't open this one. In Job chapter 1, if you look at the whole chapter 1, the Bible says all the children of Job died one day. That was the night of weeping. But in Job chapter 42, verse 10 to the end, the Bible says, God restored all Job as lost. I am praying for somebody here. Everything you have lost, both in the physical and the spiritual, whether you know about it or not, in the name of Jesus, I command, I beg God to restore them tonight in the name of Jesus. They shall be restored. They shall be restored. They shall be restored. In the name of Jesus. Number two, money represents the time of your joy. I pray your morning has finally come in the name of Jesus. Number three, God has not ordained the night to last forever. He said, weeping may endure for a night. He did not say that weeping will endure forever. It will endure for a night. No wonder. In Luke chapter 4 verse 43, the woman with the issue of blood, she was in a night season for 12 years, but one day that problem expired. In John chapter 5, there was a man at the pool of Bethesda. He was in that pool for 38 years. But one day after 38 years, the problem expired. I am praying for somebody here. I don't know how long you have been in your situation. God has a machinery that can turn weeping to joy. In your prayer tonight, I decree your season of joy has finally ended in the name of Jesus. Somebody said something. If tissue paper that you buy in the store can have expiry date, obviously your problem will expire. It will expire. If ordinary water that you buy in the bottle in the store can have expiry date, your problem. I am praying for somebody. This year, 2020, your weeping has ended. Over your marriage, your weeping has ended. Over your paper, your weeping has ended. Over your health, your weeping has ended. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Another lesson there is that after every night, there must be a morning. After every night like this, there's no matter how long you pray, morning will have, the day will break. There will be a day. The another lesson there is that the enemy has no final say over your life. The Bible says when the enemy come like a flood, the Spirit of God raises a standard against them. They don't have a final say. They don't have a final say over your life. So no matter what you are passing through, they have no final say. All what I want you to do is to hold on to your faith and believe in your God. And tell God, Oluwa, one day I know this situation will change. I cannot continue like this. You must do something unusual in my life. And you will see God move mightily in your life. Praise the name of the Lord. Another lesson there is that the power of darkness always flee as soon as the morning comes. Like I said to you, when the whole house is dark and you put on your light, obviously, then without, you don't even need to pray, except if you are in a place where there is never taking light. But if you are not in a place where never taking light, once you put on your socket like this, qua, the light will surely come. So after every night, there must be a day. And lastly, discouragement is a destroyer. Many of us get discouraged inside our night and you want to give up. Don't give up. Hold on to God. There is hope. The Bible says there is hope for a tree. If even if it dry and die, if there's a scent of water on it, it will sprout up again. He said, rejoice not over me, my enemies. He said, when I fall, I will rise again. Micah 7 verse 8. He will say, you will rise again. I am praying for somebody. You thought it is finished already. But in tonight's prayer, I am saying to your life, you will rise again. You will bounce back in the name of Jesus. People shall soon gather to celebrate you in the mighty name of Jesus. So discouragement can lead to depression. Depression can lead to sickness, and sickness can lead to death. And discouragement is an agenda from the pit of hell. So avoid it. That was no wonder. In 1 Samuel chapter 6, when they took all the properties of David, in 1 Samuel 30 verse 6, the Bible says David encouraged himself. There's nothing he could do. He encouraged himself. So you need to encourage yourself sometimes. I said, God, I know that this story will change one day. It will not last forever like this. I have heard the word that in Psalm 30 verse 5, the be part of faith. He said, weeping may endure for a night. Even when the enemy come after this last prayer, tell them, Lord, listen to me. You are just temporary. I know my story will change. I know my redeemer lives. Job, despite all what he went through, in Job chapter 19 verse 25, the Bible says, Job declared, I know that my redeemer lives. He will stand for me at the later days. And in Job 42, God stood for him. I am praying for you. God will stand for you in the name of Jesus. So are you here tonight? You have been passing through your night. Things are just, you are just almost fed up. I am telling you, all what you need is to get the only person that can convert weeping into joy, which is Jesus Christ. Bow down your heads. Say, Lord Jesus, I invite you specially to my battle tonight. Take over tonight in the name of pray. Father Lord Jesus, please, I invite you to my battle tonight. Pray, take over my battle tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray. So if you are here, you are disturbed, I've encouraged you tonight. It's a time of night. Imagine when you are driving through a tunnel. It's always dark. When you're driving through a tunnel, it's only dark. You are not staying in the tunnel. You are what? You are driving through. At some point, there'll be light after the tunnel. I am praying for somebody. Your season of light is now in the name of Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Now we are going to pray some concluding prayers now to round up tonight. You are going to shout this all loud and clear. Say powers, aside to tamper with my joy. You are a liar. Die. Every power aside to tamper with my joy. Open your mouth. Your children can be your joy. Your grandchildren can be your joy. Your great grandchildren can be your joy. Your husband can be your joy. Your money can be your joy. Your business can be your joy. Every power that wants to tamper with my joy, be wasted tonight. 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 Oh, help yourself tonight. Help yourself, my sister. Pray. Every power aside to tamper with my joy, be wasted tonight in the name of Jesus. Be wasted, wasted, wasted. Be wasted tonight in the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. You are going to pray the next one like this. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, oh Lord, my Father, by your power tonight, complete that thing you have started in my life. In the name of Jesus. Father, complete, O Lord, every good thing you have started in my life. Oh, yeah, complete it. Complete it tonight. Tell the Lord to complete it. In the name of Jesus. Every good thing that you have started in my life, oh, Lord, complete it. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, complete it. In the name of Jesus. Open your community. Complete it. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say this one loud and clear. Say every power of discouragement aside against my joy, scatter by fire. In the name of Jesus, oh, you scatter them now. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your water. In the name of Jesus, oh, you scatter. In Jesus' name, we pray. The Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. It has not come to the imagination of any man what the Lord has prepared for those that love him. Amen. So there is a particular miracle. They call the miracle that eyes have not seen before. There's another miracle. They say ears have not heard before. There's another miracle that has not come to imagination of any man. You are about to connect to that miracle. Shout this one out of me. Say miracle that eyes have not seen before. Miracle that ears have not heard before. Miracle that has not entered the imagination of any man. Appear in my life in the name of Jesus. Appear in my life. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Let you appear. Let you appear in your life. Appear. In the name of Jesus. Appear in my life. In the name of Jesus. Appear in my life. Open your mouth and pray. Appear in my life. In the name of Jesus. Appear. In my family. Appear in my life. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Aha. Pray. Appear in my life. In the name of Jesus. Appear my life in the name of Jesus. Appear my life in Jesus. Mighty them, we pray. Say every power prolonging my problems. You are a liar. Die by fire in the name of Jesus. Every power prolonging my problems. You are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus. Every power prolonging my problems. You are a liar. Da. In Jesus mighty name we are praised. Amen. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. I am praying for everyone here. Where you have been rejected before, you shall be selected. In the name of Jesus. From today, men shall go out of their way to begin to help you in the name of Jesus. I decree today, where you have been tolerated, in that place they thought nothing good can come out of you. I decree you shall be celebrated here. In the name of Jesus, your star will shine. God will give you a turnaround miracle. In the name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. I want you all to listen to this announcement, please. Very important announcement. I've got two or three announcements here. Next week, by the grace, we have prayer night this week, obviously. We have singles tomorrow. This will go on normally, the way we did this week. But next week will be a busy week for us. It's going to be a week that will lead us to the month of July. So listen very carefully. There will be prayer line on Monday, just like this, normal. Prayer line on Monday like this. On Tuesday, we have the singles on normally, no problem. But on Wednesday, normally, we don't have service at all on Wednesday. So on Wednesday, it's a special service called the Command the Month service. And not only Command the Month service, I've been instructed by God that everybody in your individual houses should get a bottle of anointing oil for that day, for that Wednesday. A bottle of anointing oil. We are going to speak into the oil because that month, that day is the Command the Month service. So it's called the month of divine perfection. God is about to perfect some things in your life. So next, I'm not talking about this week, next week. I'm just announcing it earlier. But on the first of, we don't have normal prayer line on Wednesday, but that Wednesday will be the Command the Month service. So we have Wednesday service as Command the Month. Also on Thursday, we still be the normal prayer line. So that's why I said the next week will be a busy week for us. Just continue praying for me and my family at home for the special grace to be able to get it done. But I know that the Bible says the grace of God is more than sufficient for us. So please include us in your prayers for the unction of what God wants to do. Monday next week, we have prayer line. Tuesday is the singles prayer line. Wednesday is the command the month. It's the first day of the month. Command the month service with anointing oil, bottle of anointing oil. We are going to pray over it. You anoint yourself and you anoint your house, and you will see that God Almighty will do wonders in your life in the name of Jesus. On Thursday, we'll still be our normal prayer line. So that is for next week. But this week again, after today, tomorrow by God's grace, 8:30, the singles are meeting. Then on Thursday, still the prayer line normal this week. So this week, normal, they're still the same. By the grace of God, everything, the poster will be out next week. I'll let you understand it, but I've explained the one for next week for you. If you have any question, get back to me. I will explain to you. But please, on that Wednesday, let everybody get prepared. A bottle of anointing oil. We are going to speak into it. And I believe that the Bible says he sent his word. Psalm 107. He sent his word. We are going to send the word to you, and the word will heal you in any nations that you are. I believe it is so in Jesus' name. Just continue including us in the prayer that God should empower us to be perfectly in the name of Jesus. I thank you for what you are doing in our life, and I believe that God will do great things in our life in the name of Jesus. The enemy thought he have knocked us down, but God, we are telling him that though he thought he has won, but Jesus will reign forever. Praise the name of the Lord. Shall we share the grace in fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. I have a word. I decree to you, the secret plan of the enemy, God will reveal them to you in the name of Jesus. For if you have been blessed tonight, say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless you, sir. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, sir.
Bye for now.
God bless you.
So tomorrow, is it the same link for joining
us? The same link for tomorrow.
And it's 8:30.
That's 8:30, yes. But for the singles, please, that's for the singles.
But we can all join a bit to learn.
Oh, yeah, you can join if you want to be blessed. No problem. You can all join. No problem.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir. And the family.
Have a wonderful night. God bless you.
God bless everyone.
Maya Tom Jones. Maya Kola Lojeni.